No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Russian voters protested Vladimir Putin's re-election. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, March 18th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. The Russian president's re-election this weekend was a foregone conclusion. Russian elections have long been condemned as being neither free nor fair. In parts of occupied Ukraine, voters were forced to participate at gunpoint. And Putin's main rivals are all jailed, exiled, or dead. Among those rivals was the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died last month in a Russian prison colony. President Biden and Navalny's widow have blamed his death on Putin, which Russia denies. But before he died, Navalny encouraged one last act of political protest. At noon yesterday, voters formed long lines at polling stations in major Russian cities to vote against Putin. They did it despite authorities sending mass text messages, which warned people against participating in so-called extremist actions. But the protest wasn't enough to stop Putin from securing another presidential term. He claimed victory last night, extending his rule until at least 2030. Number two, Donald Trump said some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people. Trump used this dehumanizing language on Saturday at a campaign rally in Dayton, Ohio.
Young people, they're in jail for years. If you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay?
Later in the rally, Trump also warned of a bloodbath if he doesn't win November's presidential election. The comment came as he was promising to raise tariffs on foreign-made cars. And it was not clear exactly what Trump was referring to with his warning. But the Biden campaign characterized the comment as a promise of political violence. The Trump campaign denied this. Number three, a Boeing plane landed with a missing external panel. Investigators are looking into what happened with this United Airlines plane. It was found to be missing the panel after a flight from San Francisco to Oregon on Friday. This is just the latest troubling incident involving Boeing planes in recent months. In January, a Boeing plane suffered a terrifying mid-flight blowout. Earlier this month, another plane lost a wheel during takeoff. Last week, a nosedive on a flight to New Zealand injured 50 people. And earlier this month, a former Boeing employee who raised concerns over the company's aircraft production was found dead. These incidents have brought Boeing under increasing scrutiny from both regulators and customers. A dramatic volcanic eruption forced evacuations in Iceland. That's our fourth story. On Saturday night, a volcanic eruption turned the sky in southwestern Iceland orange. It opened a nearly 2-mile-long crack in the ground, and it sent lava flowing toward the town of Grindavik. The popular Blue Lagoon geothermal spa was evacuated as sirens blared. Some visitors recorded video of themselves rushing to get out of the water. This was the fourth time the volcano has erupted in the last 3 months. Swarms of earthquakes have awakened this volcanic system for the first time in 800 years. Number five, house prices are expected to drop following a settlement by realtors. On Friday, it was announced that the National Association of Realtors had agreed to settle litigation. Multiple cases had accused the group of artificially inflating real estate commissions. Under the proposed deal, the association said it will pay $418 million over 4 years to settle the cases. And the settlement could have a wider impact. It would do away with the standard 6% sales commission. That would mean the listing price will no longer come with steep commissions that are typically automatically accounted for. So house prices should fall. And fewer transaction costs might also tempt more people to buy or sell. That could also cause prices to drop, since part of the reason house prices are so high is because of people staying put. Selection Sunday set the stage for a potentially wild March Madness. That's story number 6. The brackets for both the men's and women's college basketball tournaments were revealed yesterday. On the men's side, Connecticut, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina are the number one seeds. But there were a few snubs and surprises, as upsets during the conference tournaments made the selection committee's job difficult. And for the women's tournament, South Carolina, Iowa, USC, and Texas are the top seeds. You'll find a lot more on our site, including the full bracket for each tournament. The first round gets underway on Thursday. And if you want some help filling out your bracket, you can chat with our sports team tomorrow. Look for that link in our newsletter. Find a link to that in our show notes. And at number 7, companies are racing to bring back supersonic passenger flights. Supersonic jets travel faster than the speed of sound. There hasn't been a commercial supersonic passenger jet since the Concorde stopped flying in 2003. Since then, they've primarily been used by the military. But that could soon change. In January, NASA unveiled a futuristic aircraft designed to travel faster than the speed of sound. And several companies are also promising modern supersonic travel. At least one is exploring hypersonic flights. Those could theoretically get passengers from New York to London in just 90 minutes. But there's a long way to go before that's an option. There are questions over whether this type of travel can ever be affordable to the public, and there's growing concern about the impact of air travel on the environment. But one day, it could take longer for you to get to the airport in either New York or London than it would take you to get all the way across the Atlantic. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. And it's a good time to sign up. You can get a year's all-access pass for just $40 right now. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.